producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is with us now. Hey, Justin, you know, there was a lot of rain that came up the coastline. What did that do to fireworks for you on 4th of July in D.C.?
You know, I was actually in Philadelphia that, you know, weekend, so it was kind of in the direction of Hurricane Arthur. But I, you know, enjoyed my 4th of July regardless. We got the fireworks. And from what I can tell from the people I, you know, and friends with down here who went to see the display on the National Mall, it went just fine. So it may have, you know, had some rain concerns in the beginning of the day, but overall it was a pretty nice weekend.
All right. Different story. Today they hit the ground running, they being the administration, the White House, and also there were some other interesting things that happened around gun safety in this questionnaire in Bloomberg. But let's start with now what's happening with the president and the fact that he's asking for some more money as far as immigration is concerned, and he's doing this with a supplemental budgetary bill, I suppose, right?
Exactly. He is going to be announcing tomorrow that he is requesting most likely about $2 billion or more dollars to help beef up border security, to improve the flow of deportations, and to also send more immigration lawyers and ICE officials to the states affected by the emerging immigration crisis, wherein we are seeing a number of you know, unattended minors appearing at the border. And, you know, something that's really kicking off what the administration can see is a humanitarian crisis. So that's going to be addressed tomorrow. We didn't get many details today from the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, but that's going to be something that's certainly going to be driving quite a bit of the day tomorrow.
Yeah. The jumping ahead to something else, because we'll watch what happens tomorrow, is Bloomberg and this anti-gun push. That's his big deal now. It's a part of a national campaign. And there's this questionnaire about gun safety that's going to be part of the piece. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, this is carried out by Every Town for Gun Safety, which, as you mentioned, of course, is a Michael Bloomberg group, which is heavily financed by him. It looks like they are going to be releasing a questionnaire to potential House and Senate candidates, as well as, you know, future leaders that they view down the road. And this is going to be, you know, directly trying to determine where exactly they stand on the issue of gun control and gun safety. This is going to be zeroing in on about 12 states, including a number of them that have highly, you know, contentious races going on, not the least of which, of course, are Montana, New Hampshire, and Texas and, you know, Washington State. So this is going to be pretty interesting. According to the group, the answers to the questionnaire are going to be made public, which is how they're saying this is different from, you know, similar data research conducted by the NRA. And Americans are going to be able to get an answer for where exactly people stand on this issue. And it's also worth noting that this group is someone who is, you know, not necessarily middle-of-the-road Democratic. We've known in a number of instances they have supported, you know, primary opponents to many people who would be considered sort of the de facto winners in order to try to drive home this issue of, you know, gun safety. So this is a, you know, a pretty interesting group. This is someone who doesn't necessarily play by the party line and, you know, may actually make a difference when it comes to 2012 in terms of, you know, just pure funding.
Yeah, you said Josh Earnest didn't say much about if we bounced back, didn't say much about the White House and what's happening with asking for this money for as far as the deportation immigration stuff is concerned as we move back from the gun safety questionnaire to that. But supposedly the White House is saying most of the children won't have a legal basis for staying, and they know that, and pretty much they iced it there. Was that one of the statements?
I don't have the exact quotes from Earnest in front of me today, but that certainly kind of, you know, blends in with what the White House has been saying so far. You know, this is going to be something that's not necessarily going to be the greatest thing optically for Democrats, because this is likely going to lead to deportations for, you know, many people that Democrats have been very eager to support in the past, the sort of dreamers to an extent. These, you know, individuals, the young children, of course, sort of separate from that. These are people who have not necessarily lived in the country for quite some time or brought here, illegally by their parents before they were there of the age of consent, but are rather unattended minors appearing at the border, unaccompanied. So, of course, that's going to lead to a situation where, if they do stay in the country, there's not going to be really a basis or safety net for them. So it looks like, deportation is probably going to be the preferable course of action for the administration.
Yeah, one last one. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, he's threatening that whole lawsuit and is pushing forward to sue Obama over executive actions, orders, things that he's done, a plethora of them, and I think immigration was one of the last nails in the coffin for that anyway. What was the reaction from Obama to, I'm going to sue you?
Obama's reaction, of course, was the now famous line, "So sue me," that he made during remarks in Georgetown, one of the more affluent areas of Washington, D.C. As a response to that, we heard John Boehner issuing a op-ed in CNN wherein he described the statement as utterly beneath the dignity of the office and defending his decision to file a lawsuit, essentially saying that, Obama has decidedly overreached his power as an executive, member of the branch, and has therefore really put Congress in a bad place and has left House leaders with no other option besides moving forward with this lawsuit. So that's something that's going to be driving a lot of conversation here, and we're going to be keeping a close watch on it as it comes closer to a vote to authorize it. And that vote is expected to take place within the week. So it's going to be heating up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. As always, Talk Radio News, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Is it going to cost, let's say, a few million plus? In Seattle, they're even a little bit closer to, would you believe it, repealing $15 for minimum wage. Remember, that was the big flag that was flown that, wow, in Seattle, it's $15 million. In fact, I met someone in California, and they were telling me how $15 an hour, rather, for minimum wage was such a big deal. And now there is a huge push to repeal it, and it looks like they're getting a lot closer. That comes under We Can Count, too, as well, and a few other things that we'll mix in there. The crisis at the border, I talked to a doctor earlier in the day about what was the big deal with TB, and they're very concerned about tuberculosis. Also, scabies, too. They're saying that they're seeing some of that as well, that they're pretty active, and it surfaced from one of the camps in San Antonio. Remember, that's where they took some of the kids, a massive tuberculosis infection. And there are a few other things that are starting to crop up as well. But the scabies are, which scabies are, kind of a parasite. It gets under the skin, so initially it's tough to recognize it. It starts with that itchiness, and then the skin kind of erupts, and they're finding more and more of that cropping up and spreading on the bodies of a lot of the people, a lot of the kids, especially, obviously, that they have there in San Antonio. And it starts 3 to 6 weeks, that whole infestation thing, and then they have to treat it with medication to kill the insects. But here's the thing. It's not very common in the U.S., but it has been found occasionally in some homeless populations, but now it's really cropping up in San Antonio, and one of the places where the kids are being housed. Yikes. Stay with us. More to come. I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 7th, 2014, gold opened at $13.1640. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6413, $682.07 for a half ounce, or $341.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6413, $682.07, and $341.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The path along the border and continue that conversation here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. There have been a couple of people that say this is bioterrorism. Jack from Down Under is one of them. Also got this in the mailbag from Gary from Indiana. She liked that, Gary from Indiana. Gary from Indiana says, yo, Kate, I've been listening to stuff that's coming in with TB and other diseases. It is a form of terrorism, I think, and terrible for any of the people who work with the kids or others that are coming over. Imagine what them they are carting home to their neighborhoods. This could be an epic disaster. I guarantee the CDC is on high alert. Well, you would think. Okay, so the president, as we were talking about with Justin Duckham, is pushing to get more money because of the situation with at the border with the being overrun in this lack of a way to ferret out those who are supposed to be here, supposedly, and those who aren't under this new policy. What happens is these kids now, what, go back home faster from the southern border? And I guess he's looking for some legal precedence for that. Some people think the changes are too harsh. He's going to ask Congress for that $2 billion in that spending, as we mentioned, on Tuesday, but no policy changes. So most of the kids, the White House is saying most of the kids at the border are not going to stay. It's too risky legally to change it right away. But we want this money and we want to try to expedite what's going on. I'm confused. So they're afraid of unaccompanied kids. Okay, now they're in the United States. We're holding them. Some of them are really, really young. Poof, bye. It's like a magic wand in the time machine. You go back on our dime after everything else that happened. And Godspeed, we hope you make it back. I think there's concerns over that, over the reverse transportation, which is so odd. So somebody pays their every dollar they have because they're in horrific condition, thinking, go to America, the land of opportunity, pin notes to their kids, send them off with these coyotes who are vicious and who don't care if they die along the way, suffocate, end up in a ditch, whatever it is. And then they're in our custody because that's what happens. And now we boot them back. And then what if something happens on that side? I think there's a big concern about that. So what is this going to do for the crisis? There's no specific legislative changes at this point. You know, that's not happening. So what does that mean? It means that they're going to pursue a way to speed the return of these kids because they're coming in by the thousands. And most of them are from the three places, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Terrible conditions there. Violence problems. Makes sense. That's where they would come from. So you get money for immigration judges because that would process faster. That's what they're saying. More detention places, more legal aid. That's the other part of it. And they keep saying it's a humanitarian crisis. Yes, it's a humanitarian crisis, but what happens on the other side? Ugh. And what does Congress decide to do? Already, they're rebuffing, certainly the Republicans, what's happened initially. Now more money, but saying we want to expand the authorities, but we still want to make policy changes, but we're just not sure what they are. So then Congress is going to trust that it's not going to be executive action? I don't know. I would think the Democrats would push it through. I'm not so sure about the Republicans, although they see what the crisis is. Because remember, this comes on the heels of the White House just flat out saying to Congress, look, we need more authority for Homeland Security to hurry up and return the minors back home. Because they have a right to a hearing. See, that's the thing. So you have the pileup of all these kids massively in this pipeline, and they have to go before an immigration judge. That's why more money for immigration judges. And they have to get through the screening with the Border Patrol agent and all that other sort of stuff. Ooh. Nasty. So you have immigration groups that are furious, you know, pro what's happening at the border. I mean, they are. And they're furious. They don't think those changes are good at all. Why? Because that would allow those kids to linger longer. And that's not due process, though, right? I mean, the president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, that's a mouthful, even had a statement today that said it would take away their right to counsel, their right to proper screening. It would undermine due process if it was a speedy process. It has to be a speedy process because the more the pipeline backs up, less of a chance that you're going to be able to keep track of everyone, number one. Make sure that they get their hearing, really be able to follow up with any of these kids. And the slower, if it drags on slower, more of a chance that they get lost in this whole thing. I mean, yes, they have to have due process now. They have to. Because they're here. There's nothing they can do. They're not spitting them back, of course. It's not a turnstile. It is on one side, but now we're stuck because of legal reasons in this. So there has to be a way that they get them back, but they have to make sure they've been processed correctly. And the numbers that we're talking about, the thousands, I can't say enough about that. It really is, and when I use the word turnstile, It really is like the Fast Pass at Disney World or Disneyland. It really is. I know two people who are Border Patrol agents, and naturally they're not allowed to come on the air because their bosses won't let them comment, but they have commented off the air. And one of them is somebody I worked with in my very first television job. It says that he's never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. And they are not able to keep track of everything that's happening at the border. And the other part is, some of the kids, a lot of the kids when they're coming, are told to seek asylum. So their parents are in one of those countries, and they're shoving them off, hoping that they won't be returned, and they'll have a way to become citizens. Somebody needs to tell them there is no pathway to citizenship other than the legal way, because they haven't even figured that out with immigration. Remember the whole pathway to citizenship and, oh, you pay a fine and all that? Well, that's clearly hasn't been worked out. And that's a different thing altogether, because these are new faces. Some of these are new faces that we've seen. So raising money, that's what the president was doing in Texas, but he wasn't doing anything really specific to solve the border crisis. In fact, the White House is tried to kind of avoid that other than what they have to deal with. Because the president not wanting to visit the border during that trip, it's more about raising money for the Democrats than anything else, which that hasn't gone unnoticed because the governor, Rick Perry, has made sure that he's told everybody he can find that that's what's happening. I mean, enforcing the law. The deal is they've got to enforce the law that we haven't enforced in the past. And this is this unstoppable flow of illegals and money colliding together trying to figure this out. Wow. I mean, if they don't stop the flow, seriously, especially in some of the border areas, you could be looking at some bankruptcy. You could be looking at hospitals being overrun, which we've seen that before. And then, you know, that's not fear-mongering. This is a terrible, terrible situation. And can you imagine, by the way, for a second, just put yourself in the shoes of those people. You're in Honduras, you're in Guatemala, you're in El Salvador, and you want nothing more than to get your kids out of the horrible situation so they don't get shot or join a gang or have something else horrible happen to them with no way out. Terrible. We can count on the flip side.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Sad news if you're a roller coaster fan. I hate when you hear about these stories about rides getting stuck and whatnot. A Six Flags roller coaster car derailed. 4 people were injured. Yeah. A tree branch apparently smashed onto the tracks, and that's what caused that to happen. It happened on Monday night, so it was dangling, I guess, precariously. 4 people were injured on that ninja ride, is what it was called, Six Flags Magic Mountain. This was in Los Angeles. 2 of 4 were taken to a hospital, precautionary kind of thing. The front part of the coaster, let me give you more of the gory details, detached from the track, hanged at a 45-degree angle pointing to the ground. Oh, my goodness. The car was 20 feet in the air. So what do you do? I mean, it's mass hysteria. Everybody's taking pictures, calling 911. Rescue workers scurry to the top of the tracks. They have to use a rope. What are they going to do? To tie the front of the car to the tracks right above. And by late Monday night, all 22 passengers were rescued. And the derailment happened, like I said, when the tree branch fell on the track and it obstructed the train. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what. The Ninja Ride, somebody said they looked it up, but it's the description of it is stealth assassin. No kidding. Because you whip back and forth on it. Can you imagine being those people that were hanging really by a thread? You're staring right down at the ground. Oh. And if the other tracks had collapsed or anything else had happened, my goodness. And remember, just last July, It was Six Flags over Texas in Arlington that shut down the Texas Giant roller coaster because a woman was thrown from her seat and flew off, plunging to her death. I didn't realize this, to just add more numbers to the bleak picture here. I'm thinking of how many amusement parks I went to as a kid, and Six Flag parks. There was one called Great Adventure we went to all the time in northern New Jersey. So this one, between the statistics, between 1990 and 2010, 92,000 children injured in amusement ride-related incidents. That's an average, if you were to break it down, and I'm sure it varies from year to year, of about 4,000 injuries a year. Phew, that's a lot. I mean, I wonder if it would make anyone, and I saw the pictures from that, from the one in Los Angeles. It was freaky looking. I wonder if it would make any parent think twice. Like, you know that whole thing about, yeah, go on the, you want to go on the rides? Yes, it's totally safe. You're strapped in. Does it give anyone pause when they start to hear these kinds of stories? I think it would give me pause. It would, absolutely. If I had a child and they were asking me about going on certain rides, depending on their age, I'd be a little concerned about some of these rides. I mean, it's a freak thing. The branch thing was a freak thing. And certainly, how can they control that? But it happens. And some of the other things that have happened, somebody not strapped in correctly, somebody too big for the ride. I don't know. There's some, you know, you figure the people who are running the rides a lot of times are, and they're not the people who own the ride, who built the ride. They're not the engineers. They're kids that you pay to run whatever rides are at these amusement parks. I'd say, boy, they better have 911 on speed dial. Have a phone with them at all times immediately if something's going to happen. All right, something did happen thanks to Mother Nature. One person killed, strong quake near Mexico and Guatemala really shook the ground. 6.9 magnitude. Southern Mexico is where it happened, kind of near that border with Guatemala. Not enough is going on there. And it happened in the morning. So around 7:30-ish Eastern time, 1 mile, if you have ever heard of Puerto Madero, and it's on the Pacific coast, obviously, people said they could really feel it. A person died when a wall actually fell on him. That's what happened there. So part of an airport was damaged, and, you know, the one Mexican city has about 300,000 people living near the Guatemala border, so lights were hanging by wires and debris fell on floors and pictures flew off walls and that kind of thing. But to say one person died, that's still pretty good odds. Because 6.9, depending on the epicenter, and I mean, it wasn't, you could see it, there was definitely damage. Had it been and maybe centered a little bit differently, it could have been that much worse. All right, let's give you a happy story. How about a happy story? What's it like to lose 153 pounds? I read this, you know, there's always a million of these stories in men's health magazines and all the magazines. Amazing weight loss cures and all this kind of things, how to get your weight down, all that kind of thing. But 153 is a lot different. That's not 20 pounds or getting a little bit better shape or, you know, whatever. So this guy, Kerry Hoffman, checked in 2011 at 343 pounds. Now, he is six foot one. His body mass index was 45. So apparently, he decided one day when he was just exhausted, opening Christmas presents and playing with a young daughter and catching his reflection that, geez, I better do something about this. And he steadily had grown to get bigger and bigger and bigger till he got to that 343 part. And apparently, and this is what I love, you know, you think of all the operations and things that people do. He didn't do any of that. He decided to do it the old-fashioned way. So he got up early, started to work out. He started to look at what he was eating and cut down on the calories, So he's on the treadmill, did all that kind of stuff 5 days a week, and started to change all of it, tracked on his smartphone how many calories he was eating, cut out, you know, tried to find healthier versions of pizza and that kind of stuff, and blah, blah, blah. So here it goes. He now weighs 190 pounds, and he did it on his own. And that's the reason why it's a numbers game, and we're talking about numbers, and we can count. But the reason that I brought that up is, isn't it crazy? Because all you ever hear about is people who get bans and all these other things done to them. Remember Chris Christie, who didn't really want to talk about it, but that's what he did. He had the surgery. I mean, this guy really had to be hitting it hard and now is participating in his first triathlon to go from 343 to 190. Incredible. No under the knife, none of that. Simply doing it just by walking, going to the gym, starting out slowly, and watching calories. So there, you can do it the old-fashioned way. I guess that's what that shows. And what I was trying to illustrate, I think, when I read the story, I thought, oh, are you kidding? Somebody who's doing it without anything from the world of medicine to help them. That's incredible. All right, we move from that story to something that happened over the weekend that caught a lot of people by surprise. The Pentagon grounding the F-35 fleet after a runway fire. The fire pretty much really iced the program. It's the most expensive weapons program ever, the F-35 warplane. It took $400 billion to develop it, and they've had lots of overruns and delays, lots of problems. The Joint Strike Fighter was put down temporarily because of that fire at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. No one was hurt. That's the good news. They're still trying to figure out, you know, the cause of the fire that happened at the end of June and the timing of when they'll go back and all that kind of stuff. They're inspecting the F-35 engines, and they're going to wait to make a decision on when they'll be back in the air again. The contractor was Lockheed Martin. They're working with the investigators, and they're pouncing on various parts of the plane. But you're talking about such a big investment. And the Pentagon wants more than 2,400 ultimately. Hundreds more over time will go to, like, South Korea and Japan. More than 100 planes. So they want 2,400. More than 100 planes have been built so far, most for testing, but they're still developing and training. In the end, the military is saying this is going to be the most affordable, lethal support and survivable kind of aircraft that will ever be used worldwide, period. But the price tag doubled to $135 million for one unit. $135 million, and they've had a lot of problems in this with glitches in this whole testing phase with it. And I think they're worried about the engine, and that's a huge concern. But if they've got fire happening, they know that there's still more testing to be done. They want 2,400 F-35s. We'll see how that ends up. Stay with us, Odds and Ends. Coming up, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything you can, 855-266-5283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money, stop to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah. God, bang.
Final couple of turns here on this Hour of America Tonight with me, Katie D. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I've just got a letter from the immigration office at the U.S. Embassy here in Australia. You are not going to believe this. Matt, have your finger on the red button in case I absolutely lose it. Dear Mr. Alexander, it is regret that we advise you that due to stresses on the U.S. immigration system, all immigrant visa interviews scheduled for third and fourth quarters of 2014 have been cancelled, and all remaining in-process applications will be abandoned. Should you desire to continue to want to live in the United States, we invite you to commence the visa application process for 2015 when applications once again open in January. Then there's a whole lot of real verbal diarrhea on how the United States welcomes investors from foreign and allied lands. But the real kicker at the bottom of this, Kate, is there are stiff penalties this is what's written on the bottom of the letter. There are stiff penalties for those who break U.S. immigration laws. Penalties include, but are not limited to, fines exceeding $100,000, incarceration, deportation, and banned from entering the United States for a minimum of 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, ridiculous. And it's not surprising that now that's happening. It's not fair. It's not right. But because of the crisis that's been created, naturally that causes the focus on the on anybody trying to come in overall because the system is buckling and it's outrageous. I mean, I feel for you, Jack.
And our family interview was about 6 weeks away. You know, we've finally got to the point where we have our interview, we've done our medicals, we've done our police checks, we did our financial background checks, blah, 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 blah. We've spent, again, another bucket load of money. Mm. And once again, because of the criminal terrorist activities going on at the southern border, we're being kicked in the cogs yet again.
Yeah, it's so wrong. And so wrong that you spent that money that you should be, at least it should be on hold or something.
Well, as soon as I got it, I called them up and said, well, are we getting a refund? Well, a refund from the government? You must be kidding. You know,
yeah.
you know, we needed to verify this, that, and the other. You paid the fee, but yeah, but we, you know, we wouldn't mind paying the fee if we'd completed the process and you found a reason to reject us.
Right.
To reject us purely because you can't get your act, I'm being very careful with my words, as you can tell with my voice, I'm a little emotional.
Oh, Jack, I feel so badly for you. It's just so wrong that you've tried forever, and you when you apply and you get the money together and you have all the documentation they ask for, and then this happens. And how many other Jacks are there out there? We know there's others. And it's just not right. I mean, there has to be something we can do. There has to be some people that we can write to. But I fear that the same thing will happen. It's just not right that they're doing that to you.
No, it's not right. I mean, what more needs to be done to highlight the situation that, you know, this administration is about rewarding criminal behavior.
Mm. No kidding.
You can't put it any other way. This administration is going out of its way to destroy everything that made the United States great and the very reasons why so many of us want to come and live in the United States. You know, the dreams that the founding fathers had for the United States is what made it great. It's, you know, they're destroying the American dream. You know, that image that was put forward so well on television, of American television of the 50s and 60s and through to the mid 70s. You know, that idea that yes, you can come from a foreign land, embrace the American ideal, and you can be successful.
Right.
But, you know, we keep getting these letters, you know, basically saying, well, if you want to be successful in the United States, you're an undesirable element. You know, so, but anyone down on the border, riddled with disease, pox, or wants to engage in criminal or domestic terrorism activities are being welcomed with open arms.
Mm.
You know, how many times have you seen the footage of these not so young and innocent children covered in tattoos from MS-13, the Latin Knights? You know, do we really think they're here for an education? No, they're here to join up with their brothers that are already in the United States to continue terrorizing and extorting communities in the United States, selling drugs, running prostitution rackets, extortion rackets, drugs, the whole nine yards. And if you get in the way, the video I saw today of La Raza.
Mm.
Walking along trying to disturb the protesters of Murrieta in California.
Yeah, Murrieta.
I mean, they,
yep.
were, they, they were wearing ski masks because they didn't want to get recognized.
Mm. Yeah, crazy. I mean, just, you know, it's a mutiny at the border. It's ridiculous. And I don't blame the people for being out there protesting. They didn't want that to come to their small town. So even the cops were involved in it. And, I mean, it's ridiculous that, what did I hear the other day? You'd be surprised, Jack, if you had come over illegally, how much easier it probably would have been for you to get some sort of amnesty, which is...
Well, that's the crazy thing. You know, every time you do that silly things I shouldn't have done, I keep thinking, I should never have gone home.
Yeah.
I should never have been an honest, trustworthy, and honorable person and honored the conditions of my temporary visa.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because look where you end up.
Yeah. You know, it's really getting to the point where... Dan, from Texas, I don't think he's going far enough with wanting Mr. Obama impeached. I'm to the point now, and it could just be the emotions of the moment, but I'm to the point at the moment where if there are any honest, honorable members of law enforcement left in the United States, they need to turn up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and arrest this tyrant, this dictator, this despotic monarch, and drag him kicking and screaming out of the Oval Office and place him in custody and have him tried for the crimes that he is committing, not only against the good people of the United States, but against good law-abiding people around the world.
Yeah. Well said, Jack. So sorry about what happened. As he's tried for a long time, certainly since we've known him, to get to the United States and gone through all the legal hoops that you have to go through. Then, as he mentions, he gets that close, gets that ugly letter saying, forget about it. Plus, of course, he's already spent the money. So there's nothing about a refund in there like, geez, sorry, here's your money back, which is wrong for the Australians and for the embassy to keep it because they shouldn't. If they're not processing it, and they're giving this is the reason why, that should not happen. So the showdown is far from over. It's going to get uglier. La Raza, as he mentioned, their militants were certainly there for some of these buses that were being sent out. And there are other cities that are rejecting the buses, too, not just Murrieta, by the way. All right, we're going to end on a light note because, geez, I think we all really need a light note. You know, I'm always on that quest to try to tell a better joke. I got one for you. Ready? Who earns a living driving customers away? Well, that would be a taxi driver, wouldn't it?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.